Hey, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We're coming to you live from the Noble Gold Studios. Hey, the first bank's already failed, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. One down, how many to go? And under Dodd-Frank 2010, they can take your money. Don't let them do it. Don't let them do it. You need to get into precious metals. Call Noble Gold 877. You ready? I'll say that again. I'm going to send you the website because you won't remember the number if I put this on podcast. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com. DaveHodgesGold.com. Our guest is Sam Anthony, and he's the founder and owner of Your News. And we're going to talk about mainstream media. I am greatly disturbed at the Minneapolis coverage, both from public interaction with ICE, with the fraud. And I mean, the horrible fraud and the fact that the Mossad's involved in that fraud, the Chinese are involved in that fraud. Our government acknowledges the Chinese are not acknowledging the Mossad, but they're involved. And there seem to be other groups involved siphoning money off. And the mainstream media, life is blissful. The mainstream media, yeah, we're going to talk about it. Sam, welcome to the show. And you'd mentioned to me in our pre-air discussion about Nick Shirley. Talk about him and why Nick is going to be important in the coming media that will replace the legacy media that's going extinct.
Dave, good to see you again.
Thank
And
you.
you're exactly correct. The legacy media is not going to report on this stuff. For the life of me, I really don't understand why they live here too. Apparently they're all bought and paid for. It's the only conclusion you could come up with. But the good news is you've heard me say many times, legacy media is not going to survive. It's an antiquated product. But going to your question about Nick Shirley, Nick Shirley is real proof that citizen journalism exists and is the future of news. So here's a young kid who never went to journalism school, right? At least I don't think he did. I hadn't found anything that says he went to journalism school. Doesn't work for any network television station, any newspaper, any radio station, yet somehow uncovers massive fraud all by himself. Is that amazing or what? So all the networks with literally millions of dollars at their disposal can't find this story, but this kid does. Explain that to me.
Do you think that Nick is responsible in large part for getting this before Congress?
I think he's the exact reason why it's
Yeah,
getting
I
before
okay. I'm glad you said that. I
Congress.
didn't
There's
want
no
to
other reason.
overstate. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and this is just as everybody's saying, is the tip of the iceberg. I mean, what he uncovered. I mean, you start peeling the onion back and think of all the states that this is happening in. It's got to be happening damn near ever all 50 states, and it's not in the it's in the hundreds of billions. It has to be, and that's just one piece of this,
They've
right? So
accounted for 19 billion.
that's for Minneapolis.
Yeah, but I listen, it's much bigger than that.
Yes. What about Chicago? What about Detroit? What
LA.
about what about all these other cities? Los Angeles. Remember that train in LA they were going to build? It just It's, they think they now they need more money because they're going to start to lay a track down. And it's endless. The whole thing is one big massive money laundering scheme. And it used to amaze me that the only thing these people do is fight tooth and nail to stop Trump from keeping the money in the to the for the American people, right? I mean, why would they be fighting something like this? So you have to know that they're direct beneficiaries of it. They have to be. Otherwise, why would they fight to keep this going? It's
Well, there's
ridiculous.
two reasons I think. One is exactly what you're saying, big time financial payoff. And number two, this is really interesting to me, is they need, well, there's three reasons. The second one has to do with illegal immigration, or bringing in people like Somalis and then giving them what that long-term visa crap. Okay. You know what they get? They get higher concentration of population that's going to be Democratic, and that means they get more congressional seats. Okay, which aren't differentiating between illegal aliens and regular citizens. So you get a disproportionate number of Democrats representing states like California, Minnesota, and so forth. And the third reason is how many of these people get transformed illegitimately into voters? Like in California, anyone can get a driver's license, and the driver's license is prima facie evidence you're a citizen and you get registered to vote. So those are the three reasons why they go along with it.
So, well, that I understand, but from the financial side, think of all the money being taken. Why are they trying to protect the criminals? And the only thing you could figure is they either have to be tied to the money or they want the voters. That's the only thing you could come up with. So, look, Ilhan Omar is 7 years in the House of Representatives, right? She's a member of Congress, Minneapolis. And did you see she put down her net worth was like $1,000 or something like that. And I don't remember the exact numbers. And now it's worth at least 5 billion or more.
Oh, I'm hearing 40 million.
Well, I heard 30, but I was thinking that one company, the wine company. I think she had a wine company. All of a sudden, it went from having nothing. And by the way, you can't buy wine; they don't sell wine. But somehow, miraculously, that company is worth millions of dollars. And
You're almost making it sound like money laundering. How dare you?
well, that's the whole thing. It's money laundering. This whole thing is money laundering. NGOs are money laundering, and these guys are not dumb. Most of the people in Congress are lawyers, right? So they said, okay, we'll pass a law that we could give it to this NGO, and then on the wink, we're going to tell them you put 90% of the money back to the DNC. The DNC will fund it back to us, and this is how we can afford to keep our lifestyle. We have a 5, 10, or $20 million house. I got $1 million a year in taxes I got to pay. I mean, this is how it's been going on for years. If you want to know why we're 30, what are we, $38 trillion in debt? I mean, they're burning through almost $1 trillion a year in waste. There you go. Over the last 30 years, this is where it's all went.
Yeah, it's true. It's interesting. You've got a news concept, and I kind of want to go back and forth here to show the value of what you're doing. I should say this to the audience. I shared with Sam before we went on air that Carrie Lake and Laura Loomer are part of this exchange, as well as someone I know who is well connected through marriage to intel agencies. And so this is real. 20 miles from where I live, there are two huge Taiwan chip plants, and we got our electricity rates raised by 17% to support this. That's right. I'm paying for them to make money. But then we found out it's worse. We found out that Qatar is underwriting the whole thing, and big time people like Carrie Lake are figuring this out, and they're sending this out. Laura Loomer, to her credit, sent it out. Okay. But you know what? No one knows about this, I'm sure, in my area, but if I go to your news and my zip code, it's going in today. We're putting this story in today. And see, this is the value of the new news, which is zip code to international, as opposed to a news agency that has a central location with spin-off satellite organizations, but they basically parrot one viewpoint. And it's such garbage. I want to, before we leave this, because we're going to get to your model that is so great. I love it in your media model that's going to be the dominant one. But I wanted to bring something up to you. And I want to call attention to this. Last year, I don't know if you remember hearing about this, but Melissa Hortman, who was the Speaker of the House for the Minnesota Legislature, her and her husband were executed in their home. And the guy that did the execution, okay, as it turned out, he was on one of Waltz's commission, personally appointed by him. They know each other. His wife owns an international security company that works in Eastern Europe in places like Romania, Ukraine, and this guy works for them. Okay. And his whole MO was it's like a Tyler Robinson fake facade digital image that he was pro-Trump. No, he wasn't pro-Trump. And his wife got detained while he was a fugitive after the murders, and she had passports and guns. But they let her go. Minnesota authorities let her go. I think there's a connection because here's what I did, Sam. And this is where your media is going to come in and be valuable. I had to really dig, and I had to go and did Melissa Hortman ever call for the investigation of Somali fraud, which could have triggered this murder, in my humble opinion. And by the way, the assassin that's in prison right now, waiting trial, he said that Waltz ordered him to do it. I'm not making this up. This has actually become public. It's in the local papers. So I found all these mainstream media denials, Melissa Hortman had anything to do with exposing Somalian fraud until I found it's not true. A newspaper within Minneapolis quoted her on the floor addressing her house and said, "There's Somalia fraud. We need to look into it." And a month later, she's dead. See, the value of your organization is someone who knew about this in that zip code could have published to your news website and basically enlightened as many people that wanted to find this and see it instead of some obscure newspaper that I had to hunt for 2 days to find.
You're exactly correct. This is where it's all going, right? So it's all going to citizen journalism. You can no longer trust the mainstream media. Remember, we've had this conversation. There's six institutions that control the legacy media. We've all seen the Sinclair broadcastings where you have 50 channels playing the same thing at the same time, right? That's the centralized news. The beauty is all that stuff's going away. And so the real news reporting is going to be done from people like you, Dave. It's going to be done from people like Laura Loomer. It's going to be your neighbor that signs up to become a citizen journalist on our platform and reports the local news that's happening because you can't count on mainstream media to do it anymore. They've all sold out. On top of it, their infrastructures have shrank or diminished greatly because all the money's going to platforms. It's all going to Google, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. It's YouTube. That's where all the money's going. So there's far less money. The only thing they have left, Dave, is pharmaceutical ads. That's
Yeah, no,
it.
I hear you. And I love RFK's idea to ban pharmaceutical ads on TV. I love it.
It would completely destroy it would the mainstream media, television. They would go out of business instantly because 70% of the money that they come in, that comes in is from the pharmaceutical ads. So it's over right then and there.
And they've gotten so good at their ads. I get caught off guard sometimes. TV will come on and it's in the middle of something. And it'll have this ad that's human interest story. I go, wow, this is interesting. And I'm watching it. And all of a sudden, I realize I'm being duped for a pharmaceutical ad. But it fooled me. There's some clever production, high-level movie-style production going on with these ads.
They do a great job. They have billions of dollars. Remember, I mean, they've been taking all our money for years, right? So that is not to get you to buy that drug. You realize that, right? Because you can't buy it. A doctor has to prescribe it.
Yeah, exactly. You have to go to a doc, tell your doctor about, hey, your doctor already knows
Your
because
doctor
I've
already
sat there in
knows.
the waiting room while these well-dressed pharmaceuticals come in and bypass me while I'm waiting to see the doctor and they get to see him first. So they already know about these medicines.
Yep. That's it. So it's just to diminish any problems that they may have if one of these drugs, kills a bunch of people. Now they could say, look, we'll pull the budget from you. So they keep the press. They're able to control the media because of that.
That,
It's
no, yes.
just really putting more money out there, Dave. That's all it is. It's like now it's controlled is what it is.
Well, the one thing that I'm going to ask you though is what's going to keep your news platform from being overtaken by corporate America, one of the giants that will buy you out?
Well, I do because that's always been a concern of mine. The concern that I've had is that somebody would acquire this and they would then change the culture, to more of a woke culture, or,
There you
suppress
go.
specific. Yeah, so I'm well ahead of that. So ultimately, the reason we're doing this thing called an equity crowdfund is because I'm not selling stock to institutions. When you're a company at our level, Dave, you're selling at a low valuation. So if you were to sell a large portion of stock, they can own a big amount. What I'm doing is something different. We're doing something called an equity crowdfund, which means 100% of everybody can participate and they could spend $200 or anywhere in between and they could buy stock in our company. This circumvents the institutional money, which would take the whole thing. So the average investor in my company spends $1,200 or $1,300. I mean, that's, you have some that put in more, some that put in less, but that's about the average, maybe a little more than that. Maybe it's $1,500. But not one person has ultimate control. Also, I'm doing small capital raises. So remember, I'm selling a $1.2 million offering right now, which we've sold just around 500 grand of. but I'm doing it at a $20 million valuation. So I'm only selling roughly 7% of the company. So when I do the next round of funding, that one's probably going to be a $5 million, but at a $100 million valuation. So you're only selling 5% of the company. You see how we're doing this?
Yeah,
So
I
I call
do.
it crumbs. So valuation is fine. It's a low valuation, but you're not selling a big enough chunk for anybody to have control. And then when you spread it out over 1,000 people, you basically have 1,000 people that put in, $1,200.
Yeah, no, I for honesty purposes, I'm an investor, but I'll tell you, I'm getting nothing for this interview. I just want my audience to be aware of what's coming. And talk about your growth because let me back up. I'm going to preface the question. All right. You've got people coming in and they present a football game in their zip code. They do a description of a high school football game, or they talk about a local fundraiser for the zip code. Then you have people doing things county, city, state level, and then national level. Most of my work is national. But people come in and they present news from all different genres on different topics, and there's something there for everybody. What separates that from the mainstream media right now?
Well, it puts the power of the press back in the hands of the people. You tell me one website that's mainstream media you could go to where they have a submit news button where you can contribute to the narrative locally, Dave. Go to AZ Central, go to CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, and see if you could post something. You can't. It's all controlled by them. You can't go to any local newspaper website and submit a damn thing. They're never going to allow it. Okay. What our platform, you see that green button at the top of the
Yeah,
page?
exactly. I'm pointing it to with the
It
cursor.
says submit your news.
Yes.
People can be part of the narrative. They can contribute to the narrative locally. They could post opinions, classifieds, events, local things that are happening in the community. So there's your difference. That is never going to happen with mainstream media. So look, mainstream media is going out of business. They're irrelevant, right? What's going to replace it is going to be a platform, but it's not going to be a platform like X. It's not going to be a platform like TikTok. Do me a favor, mouse over national news. You see all the different categories there: horse
Yep.
racing, boxing, home and garden, food and wine, science and technology, business. You have politics, you have fashion, health, food and wine. You have, I think it's faith. It says style, arts, travel. So the point is local people can write local stories about all these different topics. So if your passion is writing about entertainment news, you can do it. Maybe you're somebody that's a food critic or wants to go do movie reviews or restaurant reviews in the area. Maybe that's what you just love to do. Go to a restaurant, write a review. We have the ability to be able to publish that content, and that content's only going to appear in either the city or the surrounding, maybe the county that it's relevant to. So what we are is a news content distribution platform, a complete people-powered press, and we're putting the power of the press in the hands of the people where it belongs.
I
Dave,
like it. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, I sat next to a friend of mine that was a general manager for CBS 12 a while back, and he pulled up your news on the phone, and he saw the submit news button, and he looked at me, and he was genuine, and he had this disgust look. He said, "Do you allow people to post news to your site?" I go, "Yeah, don't you?" And I knew he didn't. And he said, "We would never do that." And I go, "That's exactly why you're going to go out of business, because the people want this." Then the woman next to me, who I had no idea who she was, chimed in and said, "He's right. We want to be able to contribute. We're tired of listening to your lies. Okay. If you don't allow us to participate," and I'm like, "Yes, listen, I don't know who this person is." This is where it's all headed. It's all going. Now, with our scale, and here's why we scale. News is either city, county, market, state, regional, or national. There's just under 20,000 cities in the United States. So I always say 20,000 cities. But if you look at all the different topics, Dave, which there's got to be, over 20 of them, right? So you could literally, if you had 50 people a city, which we could handle, you're talking about 1 million contributors.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay. Now you've getting unemployed journalists to sign up to do work as well too, aren't you?
Yeah, so on LinkedIn Navigator, there's roughly 500,000 freelancers. These are the people that are part of the downsizing of the legacy media. And then there's a couple hundred thousand students. So there's about 700,000 people there. And we do a little bit of marketing there, and people come on. And so we've been able to amass. So I always say Nick Shirley is the proof of our model. We have 5,650 Nick Shirleys right now, Dave. 5,006. So I have local news coming in all over the United States on this platform, but the only stuff you're going to see is the stuff that's relevant to you, which obviously is going to be the national news and anything local.
Yeah, I'm looking at this right now, okay? And I'm going to become very active. I'm starting a sports talk show. Let me m mouse over
You
this.
are?
Yeah, I am with a friend of mine. We used to be scouts in the NBA together. And he was my boss, and then later he was my assistant coach. And we met yesterday for lunch, and we said, "Hey, we got to do a sports show." I said, "Yeah, great idea." So we haven't got a name for it yet. But I'm going to be putting this in, and I'll be doing it in different locations. So let me ask you a question. It
Sure.
says you can change your location, so I can go here and I can put it in a different zip code. So let's say I'm writing about the University of Colorado basketball team. I can go put Boulder zip code in there and then put the story there.
Well, we'll do it for you. When it comes in, we'll see it and we can
Oh,
just run it
okay.
to the state of Colorado. Do you know, remember when we were having dinner there, the woman next to you was Amber May, or
Yes,
sitting
yes.
right across? Okay. So Amber has her own podcast. She's went to broadcast journalism school. She's got her own podcast. It's all political in nature. Well, one day she said to me, "Sam, can I write a story about the volleyball game at ASU?" I go, "Yeah, you're not limited to what you can do." So she went out and took photos and wrote a story. She went to the Arizona State University volleyball game, wrote a story about that. That's in the sports section in Arizona. Then she went to the Phoenix Open. Is it not the Phoenix Tennis? It's Phoenix
Golf.
Raceway for race
Oh, Phoenix
cars.
Open for race cars. Yeah.
Racing, yes. So she wrote a story about that. And then she did one, a movie review the other day about, I can't think of, The Running Man, right? She did a movie review called the about the movie The Running Man, and that story we took national. So we also took the story about the Phoenix Speedway or whatever it is that's a national story. So you're not limited. You could do your show about whatever national topics you're talking about, but then you could do a local thing, alerting residents that, I'll make it up, a mosque is opening up in Phoenix and they're looking to annex part of the property so they could. I mean, this is news that needs to
You're
be
killing
shared
me,
with the
Sam.
community.
You're killing me.
It's all about distribution of information. So nobody in Montana really cares about that. They got their own issues.
I'm not going to let that stay. I got to tell the audience why I just broke up. Before we went on air, we have two chip plants 20 miles from me, and I live in rural Maricopa County, and this is more towards the direction where Phoenix has grown north. And the two chip plants have caused my utility rates to go way up. Thank you very much for getting rich at my expense and my community's expense. But now we find out that Qatar is underwriting the whole thing and they've been ceded land in the area. That means that Phoenix has to de-annex. And by the way, Carrie Lake, Laura Loomer, these types are on this message string that I got included in. This just broke today. Now, Qatar is underwriting the whole thing. And I guarantee you, there's not outside government officials, there's not 100 people in Phoenix area that know this story, but they soon will. I'm serious. They soon will.
That's what this whole thing is about, Dave. We're a citizen-powered press. You really think that AZ Central is going to publish something on this?
No.
Okay. I mean, you know when they're going to jump on it? When everybody's talking about it.
Yeah,
But
exactly.
they're not going to break that story. They have no interest in it. It's got to be we the people, and that's where everything is headed. It's headed to a complete citizen-powered press.
But this has got my attention here because I've been all over Turning Point. Turning Point unveils competing All-American halftime show Super Bowl. I think that's in backlash to the controversial performer that's there at halftime. But I find Turning Point to be just as controversial. Sorry, my public opinion.
No,
But
that's
anyway,
okay.
let me scroll down here because I want to show people something. For honest disclosure, and I'm making no money for doing this broadcast, I want you, the public, to be aware that this is somewhere that you need to go. Now, this is complimentary to what I already do to my, excuse me, I don't know how I got that mess up there on the screen.
I don't know. Hit your back button and hit refresh and see what
Okay,
happens.
there we go.
What
Okay.
were you clicking on? What were you clicking on?
I don't know. I accidentally
Oh.
clicked something. I don't. But long story short here, I look at, let me just cut to the chase here. This is the wave of the future. YouTube, Rumble, my podcast services, I'm on just about all the podcasts, and thank you for we're in the top one half of 1% in that market. Radio networks, it's compatible with this format because eventually it's all citizen journalism that drives it. If you go to like YouTube, there's all kinds of news, and probably about less than 1% of it's network news on there. Fox News does some things, CNN, but not very much. But it's citizen journalism, and this is the wave. And I think YouTube and Rumble have already shown the utility of citizen journalism. And this just takes it to a whole different level because this isn't just videos. Now you've got print media involved and so forth. And I look at this here, be a citizen journalist. So you sign up here at the bottom. You go to yournews.com and scroll down to the bottom. Okay, you create a login, be a citizen journalist.
First, to click the citizen journalist, you have to fill out an application,
Right
right?
here, isn't that the login?
No, you do it by clicking, do it, do be a citizen journalist. I'll show you.
Okay, because it's been
Click
a while
that.
since I've done this. Okay.
Okay, so scroll down a little bit, and there's right there. They have to fill this out. It's an application. It comes into us. It basically presets you up. We just hit activate.
All
And
right.
then you get an email with instructions. Then you'll have to log into your account because that's what creates it right there.
Very good. Okay. Now let's scroll back to here. Okay. Then you can start submitting things once you get a login. Okay. And you do that with your zip code, or you can submit a national. You can also be an advertiser. Folks, this is one-stop shopping. And eventually down the road, this is going to be all media under one banner. This is just, I don't know how you're going to manage this as big as this is going to get.
Well, so a friend of mine told me you're one story away, your platform is one story away from becoming famous. So like if Nick broke that story on our platform, this thing would have blown up, right? Because this is where it's all headed. So everybody wants to now be a Nick Shirley. So what we do is, we're expanding and growing at the rate we could grow. And currently we bring in at least a couple thousand articles a week right now, Dave, which is a lot of content, right? But if you broke it out, on average daily, it's a few hundred stories a day. It doesn't work out that way. It's usually more during the week than on the weekends. But it's real simple. This is a platform. If I want to double my traffic, I double my content creators. So we'll go from 5,600 content creators to 11 or 12,000 in the next few months, and then you'll have more content coming in. Which mean and so these are the best problems in the world, but they're called growing pains, is
Yeah, I
what they are.
agree. I agree. But you caught my imagination on this right away. In fact, I first heard from you from our mutual friend, Sarah Westall. And Sarah told me about you and we got introduced. And I just said, this is too good of an idea to let alone. And I got to tell you, I think everyone one day is going to gravitate here. So you go, what about people on YouTube? Well, I'm still going to do YouTube, but I'm going to put stuff here. And it's complimentary. But what's going to suffer is not the standing platforms like that in social media. The mainstream media is already dying. And this is going to be the death knell. What are the stats on the death of the mainstream media? Tell the audience.
Well, the I will tell you that the numbers that are the most alarming, not for me, for them, is, and I haven't seen them this year because they haven't come out, but last year, first quarter, they you know this, they do everything by age demographics. So the demographic between 25 to 54, which is typically the age demographic that advertisers want to reach, because when you're 25 years old, you're getting married, you're buying a house, you're getting a new car, you're getting insurance, and you're growing, right? And so you're going to need to consume a lot of stuff, and that's who people want to reach. After that age, then it's more of the pharmaceutical steps in, right? But that age demographic between 25 and 54, first quarter last year, only total on all network television stations combined was 500,000 people viewed in that age demographic. That wasn't a day. That was over the first quarter, first 3 months.
3 months? That's not
Yes,
even 200,000 a month.
I know. And that's on CNN, AB. The biggest was Fox, which I think had 350,000, but like CNN was 77,000. I mean, they were really low Maybe it was 50,000. It was horrible. And so total viewership was 500,000 on all networks combined over 3 months. That is the real number. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because the average age of people watching CNN, NBC, ABC is 73 years old right now. And the younger generation are getting all their information on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Rumble, just social media. It could even be Spotify. It doesn't matter. It's just they're not getting it on mainstream media. That is the death of mainstream media right there.
Listen, I have nothing to hide because I'm not in this for my ego. Okay. So we had most of the day off yesterday. So our last 48 hours are a little low. But you said not even 200,000 a month for the entire legacy media. Okay.
Yes.
These are my
Yes.
numbers over the last 28 days.
Wow.
1.4 million, 218,000 watch minutes. 8,500, 8,500 subscribers came in. Okay, and I guess people know I'm making a little bit of money there, but these are my numbers. Okay, this is YouTube citizen journalism, and thanks to YouTube for making the opportunity available. It's awesome. So anyway, I wanted to show that, and I'm not bragging. I'm just saying, compare me. I'm kind of an average guy on YouTube in my environment and what I do. But look at my numbers, 1.4 million versus 500,000. And if you take that times three, that's what, 4.5 million versus how many, 500,000?
500,000, yeah.
Oh my God. I mean,
United,
and
now
that's not even
remember,
my podcast. My
that's their
podcast.
age demographic, right?
Yeah.
25 to 54, they're consuming it from people like you or TikTok or Rumble. They're just not tuning into Fox. They could care less. They don't get cable news, Dave. The younger generation could care less. You ever seen how many people are on, when you're sitting at a restaurant, and they're on their phones going through TikTok or Instagram? Okay. That's where everything is headed. It's all going to digital platforms. And you have literally, well, I'm going to tell you, YouTube last month had 2.7 billion
It's
visits.
amazing.
2.7 billion people.
What a success model.
That's the point. So they're consuming information. It's just not on Fox or CNN or ABC or NBC. That's what's diminishing. So that's all going to be gone. And what will replace the media? Won't be TikTok or X or Instagram. It'll be a news platform, which is a complete citizen-powered press, which allows information to flow freely without censorship. This is why you brought up the institutional money, right? How do you keep those people out of it where they don't have controlling interest? I got all that figured out. Okay, so they're not going to have any controlling interest. It's really going to be myself, and then it's going to be the people that we sell it to. So once you bring this to a point where you've got a big enough contributor base and your valuation's through the roof, then you take it public, but you'll be selling a small amount of stock. So ultimately, as I've said this many times, you guys would all lose your mind if I sold out to BlackRock or Vanguard. I personally believe by the time we hit 20 or 30,000 content creators, I'll start getting buyout offers from Musk, from Alphabet, from what's his name? Zuckerberg. Because once you start having an impact like that, where you have 30,000 news reporters writing news, you're not small, you're big.
Sam, you better head and let your middle finger get arthritis when those buyout offers come.
Yeah, so I'm not really concerned. Sarah Westall and I had this conversation. I hope she listens to this because she called me one day concerned. She goes, Sam, she goes, everything we touch, we end up getting screwed with. And I'm like, Sarah, what we're doing is inevitable. She goes, I know. I don't believe you're going to lose at all. She says, you're going to win this thing. She goes, how do we know you're not going to sell out to these big institutions? And I said, okay, well, let's think about that, Sarah. You're smart in finance. What would I get more? She is. She's very smart with this stuff. I said, would I get more money if I sold it to an individual, or would I get more money if I allowed the public to buy it via a public offering? She goes, way more money with a public offering. I go, then there you have it. I'm a whore.
I know.
That's because what'll happen is the way our product is valued is it's based on how many content creators we have. Incidentally, so is Rumble, so is YouTube, so is TikTok, so is Instagram, so is Facebook. Every platform is valued based on how many content creators you have. You and I had this conversation before. content platforms like Facebook and X, everybody can have an account, but very few people do what you do. So you're going to have more of a value than somebody that's on X.
Yeah,
They're
absolutely.
two, yeah, because you're the draw. That's just how it works. So that number, we already know the value is between 10 and 12,000 per content creator on average. So if we had 50,000 content creators, this platform would have a value of between 500 and 600 million. So this is the scale you're talking about, right? And then the way it works is when we get ready to go public, you're going to have investment banks talking to people, and they're going to say, well, how many content creators do they have? 50,000. Well, how many content creators can they have? Well, you're talking the United States or globally, right? And they're going to go, wait a minute, global? Oh yeah, this is a global play. Well, but just for the United States, well, there's 20,000 cities, so they figured you could have 50 people a city, which is not unreasonable. Certainly some people cities are going to need less than others, but an average, let's say, of about 50 a city. So you're talking a million potential content creators. And then they're going to go, and they're only 5% of the way there. This is something that will public will consume and eat up, and they'll pay up for it. And that's why. And so the public way is the way for me to go, not because you make more money, which I'm certainly a capitalist, so I'm always interested in. It's really because you want the people to own this not stock. You don't want this to be owned by Zuckerberg. That would be a massive mistake.
One of the things is I contemplate my final retirement. I've had this discussion with family members. What takes my place? Because, I've got something built and I don't know that I just want to let it die. Okay. Have you asked yourself the same question about your news down the road?
Well, yeah, I think about it quite a bit, so for right now, the focus is to get this thing properly capitalized, to scale it up and then get it public. There's going to have to be things we put in place that where the culture cannot be changed. And I'll really start exploring that stuff when we get to that place. But right now we're not there. We
Yeah,
still need
and
it.
I'm in the same position, and I'm thinking I'm kind of a one person operation. I don't see it being a bureau as a replacement. Maybe it'll be 1 to 1 or 2 to 1. I don't know, but we've had these discussions, among family members because, I have family members that help me with the production and everything, and the finance. So it's something I just think that I want this to be here long term, which is why I asked you the question. Because yours is the news model. Now, I will say this is precautionary. Pam Bondi's comment, well, there's free speech and then there's hate speech, and you can't be anti-Semitic and da 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 da, and talking about laws that could be coming. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, because the Zionists right now are saying if you criticize Netanyahu's foreign war imperialistic policies, you're anti-Semitic. No, you're not. You're anti-political to a cause or a political action. You're not anti-Semitic, but they're trying to confuse the two. And I think you might be in a race against time, against censorship that could be coming. But if we attract enough people to your model, and you've got so many people committed to free speech, okay, they can pass all the laws they want, and they're going to fall on deaf ears. They can't
No,
prosecute them. I mean, what are
nobody
they
will
going to
care.
do? They're going to build a prison around the country and call it jail? I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, so I mean, we'll see where that plays out. Right now, the people need this product, and I've told you before, there's a couple ways to get out of the mess we're in, and certainly the media has been the reason we're in the mess we're in today, because if they were reporting the truth on all this stuff, Dave, none of this stuff would have ever happened. If they
I
would have
agree.
reported the truth on the NGOs, even if no politicians would have went to prison, they would have shut it all down because they would have shed light on it. The thing is, the media is in on it. They have to be,
They
okay?
are.
And maybe it's and so all that's going to go away, and what's going to happen is you're going to have a platform like this that becomes the next mainstream media. That's why I keep telling you, if you want to solve the problem outside of a civil war, you need to control the press. Well, we're not controlling it. We're allowing free speech to happen. Every story, no matter what it is, happens somewhere, right? It's local somewhere. But you've got these local news reporters that are going to uncover crimes. You know how many people are working for some mayor or some city councilman somewhere in America that have dirt on these people that if they took it to the media, they wouldn't publish it or wouldn't air it. And all of a sudden, as we start to become known that this is the place where you can get this information out, all the light's going to start to be shed on all this
Yeah,
stuff. And that's,
I totally, I could
if
not.
this,
There's one other thing I want to bring up. When people invest in this, okay, there's a really good chance that as this grows, the return on investment's going to be pretty darn good. In other words, people are going to make money from being investors. Do you agree with that?
this is Google big. It really is. I'm just telling you flat out that if we win here, and there's no reason why we won't, the return on this investment. Well, look, here's what I'm going to tell you. You know what Rumble's market cap is right now? Roughly 2 to 2.5 billion.
That's
Okay,
good.
I've seen it as high as 4. It bounces between 2 and 3 billion, right? So let's say it's 2.5 billion. Do you know how I've told you this? You know how many content creators they have? It's public information. 250,000. They call them channels. So everybody on Rumble, this is how they value Rumble. This is the market. They're worth 10,000 a pop right now, because all you got to do is take a quarter million into 200, $2.5 billion, and it's 10,000 a pop. So they're worth $2.5 billion on a quarter of a million content creators. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is we're selling stock at a $20 million valuation, which means we value the company at 20 million, but we're only selling a million. That's the crumbs. Normally, people would sell 5 million, much larger numbers. Well, by the time we reach a quarter million people, and we will, we'll have a value of $2.5 or $3 billion. You see what I mean? So just do the math from 20 million to 2 billion. That's your difference. And there's no difference between my platform and Rumble. And I don't mean that as, we're different products, but from the content creator standpoint, there's less people that report news than consume news. So there's a different value to them. Some people are bigger than others. Your numbers are massive. There's some people I have on my platform that get three people a day looking at their show, right? But it's still the same average. You might be you your real number might be worth 100,000, but somebody else might be worth 10 bucks. But it's an average, is what I'm getting at. So the value to this, if you want to know, when do you sell your stock once we go public? How many content creators do we have? Where do you want to ride it?
We're not
If
even
we have,
close to the peak.
oh,
It'd be like me right now selling my silver, because silver is going to explode. I know it got hoarded and it's dropped a little bit, but it's going to explode because of the shortage. Okay, now's not the time. Now's not the time to unload this. Sam, I was an early investor in this, not the earliest, but an early investor. And my wife has an incredible financial background. She was in charge of a company that she managed tens of millions of dollars a year. Okay, so she knows finance inside and out. And I told her about this opportunity. I said, I interviewed Sam. Sarah introduced me to him, and I said, this is really good stuff. And she agreed. And we looked at the offering that you have to be an investor, and she said, is tomorrow too late? And so that's how we looked at it. And I'm telling people out here in my audience, this is helping grow truth in America. And if you're an America First person, this is where you want to be news-wise. And I'm not, this isn't the exclusion of other social media, it's the exclusion of the mainstream media that lies to their teeth every single day. And then down the road, you're going to make some money on this, because this thing's going to grow exponentially. So I encourage everyone to sign up for this, visit this, be a reporter. You go, I can't write. Go to your son's football game and put something up on your zip code. Someone's going to find it interesting. And then become an investor. And so, Sam, what's the minimum investment to get started?
$200. I mean,
$100. Okay.
I'm more interested, because I'm going to tell you something. We have roughly maybe 400 investors, but you have to get to 3,000 before you go public, which is fine, right? Because I'm doing a second offering after this one. As we roll this one up, you'll get more and more. And as you really start to pick up steam, they'll really start to come in the bigger you get. But those people are also going to pay a much higher number. So, we're going to be doing this for a while as we get to 3,000. Once you get 3,000, then you can take it public. So we'll get there.
No, this is the wave of the future. And I gotta tell you said Sarah knows money. She does. Business changers. She taught at the University of Minnesota. And she called me about you. She goes, do you know about Sam Anthony and your news? I said, no, honestly, I haven't heard of it. And so we went and looked at it, and she said, this is the real deal. And she was excited, and she was right on the money, and she knows business. And then she introduced us. That's how we got started together. But I will tell you, folks, this isn't a once in a lifetime opportunity, but your best deal to be an investor is the earlier you get in. At least that's how I perceive it.
It definitely is. You know, the normally, like for all those people that missed Google, missed Facebook, missed eBay, missed Amazon, right? The only part of the internet hasn't been solved is the local news piece. This is it. This is so in your face because it's not like I'm telling you, I think there's going to be citizen journalists. I mean, this is already happening. It's already down the road. This is where it's all going. You don't have to, have a crystal ball to figure all this stuff out. So this is the next mainstream media, and we need people to own the stock. I don't care if it's $200 or 200 grand. It doesn't matter. We need people to own this. We need to be able to scale it up. We need to be able to take it public. And this is the way you save the country. You control the press, or you own the next mainstream media, which allows free speech to happen without censorship. That's how you do it.
No, I think that's tremendous, and I'll be celebrating the day that mainstream media is 6 feet under. No, I don't mean
You
the
and me both.
people. I'm just talking about the industry. That's all I'm saying. They're almost there now, and I got relatives. They watch Fox News religiously, and here's how disinfo works. You get 90% pretty good facts, and some of it's stunning, and the other 10% is the propaganda. They want to lead you down the wrong road, and then they direct your attention away from important stuff. It's funny. I've noticed that Fox News is concentrating on the riots and not the fraud. I don't think that's an accident. And I'll tell you, it's because who's involved in the fraud. I won't say it here, but it's who's involved in the fraud and who they're covering up for. So
Well,
that's.
I'm interested to know
Oh, but when
that.
we click off here,
You'll tell me.
I'll share with you. Anyway, our guest has been Sam Anthony. The way you sign up is just go to yournews.com, okay? And then you'll see all the stuff there, all the stories. Scroll down to the bottom, get yourself registered, okay? Start submitting things to your zip code, because the more of us that do this, the more we control the truth. And this is why I want this, because it drowns out the BS that I fight against every single day. So, ladies and gentlemen, yournews.com. Register if you've got $200 or more. Become an investor, because now is the time, and this thing's grown like the weeds. Sam, hang on after we're done here for a second, and I want to talk to you. But, ladies and gentlemen, hey, look at this. Take advantage of it. You've just witnessed the future. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. You know what I got to say is thank goodness for the U.S. Constitution. And to heck with people that want to take it away from us. And some of those people that want to take away from us are the TPUSA related personnel and their guests, their donors. And read my lips, ain't gonna happen. Oh, and you can create your list, and you can put Candace on it and Tucker on it, and you can do all the things you want to do, but you ain't taking away the First Amendment. That's not going to happen. And I'm going to play a clip courtesy of Candace, who continues to do stellar work. And we're going to show Tucker Carlson in a speech he made where he exercised his First Amendment. And listen, I think he's probably right. Some of the things he said I couldn't validate, some I could. I don't care. It doesn't matter. It was his right to say it. But according to some people, TPUSA related, Ben Shapiro, lead off speech, he should be deplatformed. Ben, I'm not calling for you to be deplatformed, but I can't stand to listen to you for more than 10 seconds. But still, say what you want to say. I just won't be listening. Hey, we're brought to you by the NanoSoma liquid spray. We all want to fulfill our New Year's resolutions and getting in better shape and so on, but you got to boost that immune system. Because if your immune system's not up to par, you're not going to be up to par, and you're not going to reach your physical goals. This restores immune system. This saved my life. That's my anecdotal feeling. RSV, strep, lung linings, Dave, they're not coming back, says the experts. And I'm doing things I haven't done in over 25 years. And this is the reason why.
NanoSoma liquid spray. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Now, we may get some interference here with an unwanted ad. And if we do, I'll just have to adjust. But I want to play courtesy of Candace Owens. And I'm going to say, honestly, in my opinion, the great Candace Owens. I have so much admiration for her. I always have. But particularly how she's withstanding all these assaults. You know, all the pretend MAGA people coming out of the woodwork saying she's crazy, she's demonic, she should be forcibly incarcerated and medicated. That was my favorite one that they said about her. And so she decided she was going to play a clip of Tucker's speech, and then we'll talk about the reaction. And this is just off the charts nuts. Listen to me, you donors. You donors. Listen, you don't own my First Amendment. TPUSA, you don't own the First Amendment.
Everybody's mind questions about Jeffrey Epstein. That's pretty fair to open that conversation. He asked about why it seems he's somehow protected, where his money came from. He asked about Israeli blackmail operations. Tucker, we're being clear here. What Tucker did was he was honest. Take a listen.
How does a guy go from being a math teacher at the Dalton School in the late 70s with no college degree?
Yeah, let me pause this for a second here and we'll make a needed correction because we just had our adjustment messed with. Okay, now this will make it a much more clear. I saw this just clicked off right when I was showing this. Let's try this again and I'm going to back this up a tad and this should come through a lot more clear.
So controversial. Nothing at all. He asked reasonable questions, questions that were on everybody's mind, questions about Jeffrey Epstein. That's pretty fair to open that conversation. He asked about why it seems he's somehow protected, where his money came from. He asked about Israeli blackmail operations. Tucker, for being clear here, what Tucker did was he was honest. Take a listen.
How does a guy go from being a math teacher at the Dalton School in the late 70s with no college degree to having multiple airplanes, a private island, and the largest residential house in Manhattan? Where did all the money come from? And no one has ever gotten to the bottom of that because no one has ever tried. And moreover, it's extremely obvious to anyone who watches that this guy had direct connections to a foreign government. Now, no one's allowed to say that that foreign government is Israel because we have been somehow cowed into thinking that that's naughty. There is nothing wrong with saying that. There is nothing hateful about saying that. There's nothing anti-Semitic about saying that. There's nothing even anti-Israel about saying that. I've spent my entire life pretty much
in Washington, where I knew and loved a number of people, including one very close person who worked at CIA. That has never prohibited me from saying, I think the CIA has done some horrible things. Murdered a bunch of people, participated in the murder of a sitting U.S. president. It's got a whole trail of crimes. That doesn't make me a disloyal American. It doesn't make me anti-American in any sense.
Doesn't matter if he is. He has a right to say it. Just like the people in Minneapolis, they can say ICE are a bunch of Nazis and this is the Gestapo. They don't have the right to interfere. They don't have that right. They don't have the right to put their hands on a law enforcement officer. Okay, but they have the right to speak their mind. Same as Tucker, same as Candace, same as me. And I'm just issuing this as a directive to TPUSA and to their donors. You don't control the First Amendment. And don't think for a second we're going to sit back and acquiesce because you think you're above questioning and you're above our opinions with relationship to criticism. You're not going to escape. And even if we magically got rapture, all the frontline people talking about this issue, nature hates a vacuum. There's going to be people that pour in after the fact. And they're probably going to even ask harder questions. And they should. And they should. And I just got to say, Erica, I have asked for people from your organization, come on my show, defend your actions. I don't know how you could take money from donors that say there's no First Amendment that we don't agree with. How could you take their money? Oh, don't tell me that's not true because we have a follow-up piece that not only are you taking
their money. One of them threatened Charlie. And that's a fact. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show.